Reaching Potentials. Shelley Fraser-Mickel has some thoughts on that subject for us today.
January is Reach Your Potential Month, which makes sense because it is the first month of the year. So you'll have at least 330 more days to reach your potential if by February 1st you aren't already there. In fact, I would strongly advise that you not reach your potential by the end of the month, because if you do, where will you have to go from there? This makes me think of my friend Buddy Barnett, who was told in the fifth grade by our teacher, Mrs. Donnelly, that he had so much potential, she would consider herself a failure if she didn't help him to meet it. She made it sound as if Buddy Barnett and his potential were two trains running on separate tracks that she had to bring together in a meeting that would set the world on fire. That's the other thing she kept saying to Buddy Barnett, that if he would only meet his potential, he would set the world on fire. Meanwhile, Buddy seemed happy with the world unlit. The trouble was, he was smart as a whip, which meant he could whip any of us at spelling bees and taking national tests. In music, he had something called perfect pitch, yet he refused to sing. He could pick up foreign language phrases from hearing them only once, and he would entertain us on the playground at recess by pretending to be a Russian spy. One day, Mrs. Donnelly made a home visit to Buddy Barnett's parents. When she told them about Buddy's unused potential, his parents joined with Mrs. Donnelly in helping Buddy apply himself. They bought him a trombone and a set of encyclopedias. They bought French records and a chemistry set. They made Buddy a schedule to follow that would make good use of every minute of his day. 3 months later, Buddy Barnett played hooky. We finally found him down by the river, building a treehouse and setting a trout line. He was going to live with his potential there, he said, where nobody else could see it. Because he had found out that having potential was like having money. Everybody else had an idea on how to spend it, while he himself liked the thought of having a good bit of it sitting in the bank. Today, Buddy is a carpenter who builds houses on the ground that resemble rafts floating down a river. He lives well with his potential, he says. In fact, he meets it every day.